Good evening, Mike, everybody on the net. Let's see. Yeah. I was having problems. I discussed this last night, but I was having issues with my slide-out on my camper and my travel trailer, and it's a cable system. So I had to go to my friend YouTube and watch this guy that I like and trust, and RV Tech guy. But it's relatively simple, but you got to know what you got to know how to do it. So I did that, but unfortunately, the ones he's working on is, you know, you just unscrew some screws and you take the trim off. Well, mine's nailed in place, so I had to get a pry bar and, you know, the yada yada yada, get it off there. But so now I'm trying to, now I've got everything adjusted. It came in okay. It still sounds like it's struggling, but I only did it once, so I'll do it a few times and see what I think. But yeah, I gotta come up with it's something that has to be looked at every year, and I don't want to have to unnail it every year. So I'm trying to think of an alternative with us, like setting some screws in certain places to hold it in place, you know, countersink them, and maybe I still may have to use a few wire brads to hold things in place, but I'll know where they're at. And well, anyways, long story short, I got to work on that. Today I cleaned out the barn. I got a 30-by-40-foot pole barn, and I got like a third of it for a workshop and two-thirds of it for storage. So I finally got all the lawn, all the patio furniture up there in there, and I have two trailers. One's like a utility trailer, and one's I guess they call it a landscape trailer. It has a tailgate on it that folds down. You can drive stuff up on it. So I drove my golf cart up on that and parked the other one next, the other utility trailer next to it. And I'll probably still have to move some stuff around because I just basically ran out of time. That took me 4 or 5 hours to get all that together, because essentially I got to pull everything out and push it back in, get the snow blowers out from the back, and get push the rototiller and stuff to the, or pull it to the front and push the other stuff to the back. So, but that was my day, and tomorrow we'll probably do some more of that, take a look around, see what else I got to do yet. But the yard. The wind was so bad, I was getting beat to death by the whirly birds falling off my maple tree. But so we'll do that when the wind calms down. Now back to net, NAKPR.